Well, welcome to Redeem the Commute. It's Thursday, so today's the day we take a topic we've been exploring all week and we try to put it into practice. And in this case, it's non-retaliation. And that's a hard one to put into practice. This one has challenged followers of Jesus and offended others for a long time. Jesus gives four illustrations for how this works. Now, these illustrations are not exact prescriptions for how to handle exact situations that happen to you. Rather, they're illustrations of the principle that Jesus has been trying to teach of non-retaliation that need to be applied differently in different circumstances. At first glance, you, like many, might think they sound useless or cowardly or weak. But we have to look carefully at what Jesus is really saying here, because in the context that Jesus spoke these examples, they made a lot more sense. Jesus said, "But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you." Well, first of all, turning the other cheek, it sounds like you're just letting yourself get beat up. But in Jesus' culture, there was a big difference between slapping somebody with the palm of your hand and the back of your hand. And to give them the other cheek meant they were slapping you with the other side. There was a great deal of offense in that. It really stepped up the offense that they were paying to you by hitting you. And it really stepped up the retaliation which you were owed for them having abused you in that way. In some ways, there was power in what Jesus was saying. He was saying, give them the other cheek. Let them hit you again. Then they owe you more. And as a follower of Jesus, don't take it. Don't take what they owe you. Rather, let them give and give and give, and they'll be humiliated for having hurt you more than they were rightfully able to. In the second example, somebody says that you owe them your shirt, and you say, sure, take my coat too. Now imagine, what would you be willing to give up your coat for, especially in a Canadian winter? It has serious consequences. And especially for people in Jesus' day, because their coat was what they would sleep under. And by Jewish law, in the Old Testament, no one was entitled to take your coat. No matter how much you owed them, they couldn't take your coat. Probably meant you would die, just for having owed them some money. And so, when somebody says, hey, you owe me so much money, I need your shirt, Jesus was saying, offer them your coat too. Make them take it. So when they go walking down the street with your coat and everybody sees where they got it, they'll be humiliated because everybody will know they've been taking more than they're really owed. And they've been taking more than the law really allows them to take. They're an abusive lender and everybody will know it. The next one involves walking 2 miles when somebody asks you to walk 1 mile. And this probably doesn't make a lot of sense to us today because it has to do with forced military service. In Jesus' day, a Roman soldier was entitled to make you walk 1 mile with their stuff, to be their porter, to carry their things. And Jesus says, when somebody forces you to do that, go twice as far as they need you to. Again, there's strength in that. Showing everybody, here's the tough army guy who makes me carry his stuff not 1 mile, but 2. I'm so strong, I'll carry his stuff twice as far as he needs it carried, because he's too weak, even though he's supposed to be the tough army guy. There's strength in these things, but there's also generosity. In the fourth example, Jesus teaches about generosity, extreme generosity, generosity that would probably impoverish most of us if we simply gave everybody everything they ever asked. That's why these are principles that need to be applied in various situations with a fair bit of wisdom. They're not prescriptions. We all know that poverty is complex. And simply giving everybody everything they ask for usually isn't the solution. But Jesus is giving us principles here. Principles of generosity, of service. Principles of non-retaliation that we can apply in whatever situation we face. Jesus himself is the best example of this. He lived out this non-retaliation in allowing himself, God, to be killed on the cross, to be beaten, to be hurt, to have his things taken from him. He gave his life in the most extreme act of generosity ever, to die for us who had abused him and hurt him in ways that he didn't deserve and yet he took. Jesus is the ultimate example of non-retaliation, of extreme generosity. He lives out the illustrations he gives here. He can do it. He's God. He's perfect. But we're invited to start practicing them, imperfectly at first, but to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, to transform us, to perfect us as we practice these things. It's not going to be easy, but we're inviting you to start putting that into practice today.
Our challenge for you today is to watch for a situation where somebody takes advantage of you. Chances are that happens on a daily basis to some degree or another, and to apply Jesus' words to that situation. Now remember, if there's some kind of criminal recourse that needs to be taken, then that's one thing. But in terms of your personal response to a situation, how can you respond in the way that Jesus challenged his followers to respond when they were faced with such situations? It's going to be a challenging one, but you'll find some way to put it into practice today, and then tomorrow we'll take some time to reflect and pray on this difficult challenge. I'll see you then.